podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, this is David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs. A major headline on MarketWatch.com blew me away today as a perfect example as to why investors need to look beyond the surface of analyst research reports, especially if it's coming from a Wall Street firm. The title of the article on MarketWatch is "Analysts Make Rare Apology for Touting Zulily." The reason I'm bringing this up is because it's a perfect example of what I have said many times, and that is that you can't trust Wall Street research. They have ulterior motives, like investment banking money. We do not. We are objective. In fact, we wrote an article in early April talking about multiple IPOs. GoPro, Zulily, Wayfair, and others. And one of the things we pointed out is that Zulily was still a very dangerous company. The valuation, despite the fact that the stocks had fallen 73% in the past 12 months, was still super expensive. At that time, the current price of $14, the company still had to grow profits by almost 20% compounded annually for 18 years to justify the valuation. This is a perfect example. When you read this article from MarketWatch, talking about the analyst literally saying, "We were wrong, sorry." And they're apologizing for now what they say was, quote, unquote, a horrific call on the stock. Why do you think they made that call? How much do you think Stifel participated in trading Zulily stock or in selling shares in the IPO? My guess is quite a bit. The stock's down 14% today. It's down way more than that in the last 12 months. Investors, you need research that's going to actually do diligence and provide you an unbiased perspective. Just because the landscape for research has been dominated by biased research providers for the last 20 years doesn't mean that's what you have to rely on. Wall Street's done an enormously excellent job and convincing you that it's okay for the underwriters of stock to tell you whether or not you should buy stock. Think about that. The underwriters, the primary source of revenue, the primary business for Wall Street firms, whether it's middle market firms like Stifel or big firms like Goldman, is in selling stock. Selling stock in IPOs, in large companies, in middle market companies, whatever it is. That's where they make their money. Research, if it does not serve that god, the selling stock god or the investment banking god, whatever you want to call it, it dies. I've seen it happen up close and personal. When I was at Credit Suisse, I worked for one of the top bank analysts in the world at the time, Mike Mayo. We did a merger with DLJ. Mayo got the boot. The lower ranked DLJ analysts got the job. Why? Mayo wasn't as nice with the bankers. It's about the Benjamins. It always has been, always will be. So when you're taking research from someone who's got ulterior motives, like an investment bank, you owe it to yourself to try another service, try another research firm, look at something else. New Constructs is not only unbiased, we're more complete. We only make money when our clients make money. People fire us if our tools don't help. That's fine. We have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Do you get that from anybody else? Oh yeah, a lot of the Wall Street research is free, cheap, readily available. Huh, I wonder why that is. Why would Wall Street all of a sudden start giving its research away for cheap or next to nothing after independent research had a big growth spurt? Oh, it's kind of like what the Saudis do whenever alternative fuels start to be successful. Well, let's just lower the price so that the upstart alternative fuel providers can't survive. And you eliminate your competition and you go back to pumping oil at high prices again. And you do that for a while until the alternative fuel providers, energy resource providers, become somewhat competitive again. And then you slash the price to a cutthroat level where they can't compete, right? Well, so that's a big part of what Wall Street's doing. They're basically flooding the market with their research. So by definition, the independent voice, it's in many ways drowned out. That's on purpose. Look, I'm not complaining. We've got a great business. We do a great job. And our clients love us. Check out the testimonials on our site. Check out the education section on our site. You see education sections on many other sites? Oh, they'll teach you about trading. They'll teach you about charts. Will they teach you fundamental analysis? Will they teach you how to read footnotes? Will they teach you how to do a discounted cash flow model? Hell no. They don't want you to know how to do those things. They don't want you to know how to do those things. Because if you did that, then you decode their propaganda. Now, it's not all propaganda. Every now and then, they float a really good stock pick in there. Some really good advice. But it's more like the lottery in terms of chances of getting good advice from Wall Street. The number of false positives far outweighs the true positives. And we're all about true positives. Interestingly, name another research firm where the majority of ratings are negative. That's us. Something like less than 5 or 6% get our top rating, our very attractive rating. And something like 60, 70% get our very dangerous and dangerous or most risky ratings. It's not even close. So if you didn't believe me before, hopefully you believe me now. Unbiased, independent research can be of value. Go no further than looking at today's article from MarketWatch. It's a headline article, quote, title, the title is, quote, "Analysts Make Rare Apology for Touting Zulily." Analysts make rare apology for touting Zulily. Let me read the first part of the article for you very quickly. A day after Zulily missed earnings and offered a weak outlook, Stiefel analysts are taking the unusual step of apologizing for what they now say was a horrific call on the stock. Horrific call in quotes. Quote, "We were wrong. Sorry," unquote, they wrote in a note. Quote, Zulily was not able to transition from the straight fastballs of Little League, its initial mode, to the curveballs of the big league, a more sustainable growth model," unquote. That's just market speak. That's just double talk for the fact that the stock was ridiculously overvalued. Already explained that the valuation at $14 over a month ago implied an absurd amount of profit growth. All right? I don't even care if you do transition hitting curveballs. It's already priced in. But that's not the way they want you to think about stocks. They want you to think about saying, oh, yeah, this is a big league company, and they're going to be able to go from hitting those fastballs to hitting those curveballs. That's no problem. Everybody does it in the big leagues. We're in the big leagues. This is Stiefel Nicholas, Goldman Sachs. He said, who are you talking about? We're big leagues. We're talking about stocks in the big leagues. No. The chance of a company making it into the big leagues are as bad as the chances of a high school baseball player making it into the major leagues. It's a very difficult thing to do. That's why there are so few market leaders in every space. So I would highly recommend you check out our article. When we put IPOs in the danger zone, tech IPOs in the danger zone, check it out on the blog. The title is Beware These Three Letters. And get the inside scoop on other stocks that are at risk of blowing up, just like Zulily. No matter what you might hear from Wall Street, go to a source you can trust. Go to a source that's unbiased. Go to the source that does the homework. And if you don't believe we do all that, verify it with our partners, our clients, and the media. Barron's has featured our work specifically multiple times, talking about the unprecedented level of depth that you can get for a very reasonable price. Check out the testimonials from our clients, and take a look at the product. Let me know if there's anything we can do. Do you think we can make it better? Nobody does better research on quality of earnings and valuation than New Constructs on this 10,000 securities that we cover. And if you don't believe me, please let us know. Comment on the blog. You can email me at david.trainer@newconstructs.com. Hit us up on Twitter. I don't care what you say. Say whatever you want to say on Twitter. Blow me up. Find something that can blow us up. Tell us where we're wrong. Tell us where we're wrong about risk. I'm not going to say we're right about every stock. You guys know what I've said about Netflix, right? It's super expensive, and it can get even more expensive. But every time it gets more expensive, my friends, it gets more risky. Zulily was just one of those games where people try to play the inverse risk talk, which is if the stock's going up, it's going to keep going up. That just means, no, the stock goes up, it just gets more risky. There's a difference between risk and there's a difference between stock price movement. Risk is what matters. If you really care about risk, you want to protect your portfolio, you want to protect your money, your family's wealth, you owe it to yourself to look into new constructs.